Welcome to another episode of Arise and Thrive After Silent Abuse. I'm so glad you're able to take a listen again as we release some sinister content about these Christian narcissists that's running rampant within and outside of the church. It doesn't matter to them. They do what they do. So we're going to do what we're going to do. And then we're going to release some more content and information so you'll know what you need to know. If you're currently in a silently abusive relationship at the hands of a Christian narcissist, over the last couple of weeks or our last few episodes, we've been discussing some of the strategies of a narcissist, any type of narcissist. We talked about isolation. We talked about gaslighting. We talked about triangulation. We talked about projection. And we talked about smear campaigns thus far. I would advise you, if any of those topics sound good, or maybe you feel like you've come up out of that or going through that thing, subscribe to this channel. Please share it with others. Maybe you're not the one. Maybe you have a friend that's maybe going through some of these things and they're in a toxic relationship with a Christian narcissist. So subscribe and go back and take a listen. I think it would be very advantageous, beneficial, and definitely a blessing. Because when you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, nothing makes sense. You're walking around and it's like, just, you want it to make sense. Make it make sense. But because they're abusing your mentals, you're always second guessing. So I'm like, go back, subscribe to this channel for sure. I promise you, it'll make sense to you. And only a person that's actually been in an abusive relationship like that can tell someone else and can relate to someone else that's currently in it to make you know that you're not crazy. You're not crazy. All right. And so we're going to be continue to keep on exposing the enemy and discussing the strategies of these narcissists to uncover, to give you the content, to give you the information that you need about these sinister secrets, right, of a narcissist and how they work and how they think, right? And I'm going to keep on giving you this content to help you in order for you to be able to recognize these strategies early on in the game, right? So you won't be wasting all this valuable time holding on to everything in the last little nugget to think that they're going to change and it's going to get better and things of that nature. So we're going to go ahead and just give you what you need in this season to prevent you from being silently abused any further. I promise you, because if you don't see what you see and know what you need to know, they will continue to play the game on you, right? And you will continue to be their victim while they're silently abusing, misusing, taking, stealing, killing, and destroying from you. Not so. God tells us to be ignorant of all of that. And so we're going to keep on giving you what you need. So now on this episode, we're going to be talking about another strategy, and we're going to be talking about isolation through control and manipulation. Now, we know from all of the other episodes that narcissists thrives on control and manipulation, and they will go to very great lengths and depths to maintain it. They have to control you. They have to manipulate them. That empowers them, right? To control another individual. That's an oxymoron. If you knew who you were, narcissist, right? And you were confident in who you were, you don't need to control someone else. So that's another good red flag to you all, that if you're in a relationship with a person and they just want to control and manipulate you, it's because they don't know who they are. They don't know their identity. But it makes them feel empowered to know that they can run you, they can control you, they can manipulate you, they can tell you, they can dictate you, right? So that's another red flag. Just dropped a nugget. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. So now we know that narcissists thrive. That's what they live off of. That's what they're empowered with, controlling and manipulating. They're victims, right? And now control and manipulation is a form of witchcraft, just in case you didn't know that, which God hates. We're going to give you a little bit of scripture to back that thing up. Galatians 5:19-21 says it this way. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these things. I'm just going to list a couple of them, but you can go back and read the whole scripture in its entirety. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, of the which I tell you this before, as I have also told you in the times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. A narcissist will not inherit the kingdom of God, right? Because they control. They control and they manipulate. And they're deceivers. They're just full of deceptions. They're liars, right? And God hates manipulation because it tries to control the choices, the decisions, and the actions of another person, right? God don't even force us, even with the relationship with us. He gives us options. He gives us a choice. So God intends for every one of us to have free will, to make choices for ourselves. He also hates it because it involves some form of deception or trickery in order to affect another person's choices. So liars and those who practice witchcraft will have their place in the lake of fire. That tells us that in Revelation 21:8. So it's nothing I'm making up. God hates liars, right? And so narcissists, in their attempts to maintain it, they will use such tactics such as this. So because they need to feel empowered, because they feel as if they got to control you, manipulate you, tell you how to do it because you don't know how to do it. They will use certain tactics, right? Or say certain attempts to try and maintain that control and manipulation over you. One of the tactics is they like to monitor all of your communication. They want to know who you're talking to. They want to know what you're saying. They want to know why you're talking to that individual. Why wasn't I included in on? You ever have people that you're in a relationship and they don't trust you enough that they want you to have your calls on speakerphone? And that's one of their attempts. That's one of the tactics that they try and use. They got to be included on any form of communication that you do, right? That makes them. They got to be steps ahead. They got to know what you're saying. They got to know who you're talking to, and they got to know why. That's one tactic. Another tactic is controlling your finances. They got to control your finances so they can use and abuse your finances, right? They're counting your pockets. They want to know what you got. They want to know when you got a raise. They want to know when you're going to get it. They want to know when you get those bonuses. Come on out. And a lot of times they file income taxes separately, right? They file separately. So they file married, but filing separate. And that's another tactic of theirs. So they'll know they can have their own monies, but you have yours. But then they want to know, well, how much did you get back from income tax? And how much did you get from that bonus check from your job? Right. So they're always monitoring your finances, controlling your finances, counting your pockets. They want to know what's coming in. So they'll know how much they have to give out or to use. Right. Another tactic is they dictate who you can and cannot spend time with. Right. They dictate who you can and cannot spend time with. Right. So we've talked about a support village. When you're in a relationship with that narcissist tries to tear down that healthy support village, tear down those healthy friend relationships. Right. And they'll even go to the extreme of making you or convincing you or making you feel as if those healthy friendships, that healthy support village is your enemy. They're against you. They're not for you. Right. And that they're the only ones that got your back. They're the only ones that's looking out for your good. So in those cases, The majority of the times, they will cause you to end those relationships with those healthy people in that support village. Everybody in that support village, they will make you feel as if they're against you. And before you know it, you're shutting down everything. And I mean, even family. So they need to have you all by themselves so they can continue to be in your ear, convincing you they're your enemy, they're your enemy, they're your enemy. But they realize in reality that that was really your help and that they were healthy people for you and that they're really were looking out for you and only wants the best for you. And those are the ones that would be able to tell you he's abusing you, he's misusing you, he's manipulating you, he's controlling you. But they don't want you to have any type of relationship or connection with them. And what they'll do after they tear down the healthy relationships and healthy support villages, then they'll go and they'll select friends for you that's dysfunctional, that's toxic, and that's unhealthy. Because those friends, right, and that support village that they connect you with are on the same page as the narcissist, right? So they're going to help him to complete his assignment over your life. So they're going to be manipulative and controlling, and they're not going to have your back, right? But basically, that's just another extension of his toxic village, right, to destroy you. So they're going to help complete his assignment concerning your life, which is to kill, steal, and to destroy, right? So they will become very controlling as far as your friends. Because remember in the beginning, they separate you from everyone or all that you know. Everything that feels comfortable or anything that feels comfortable, anything that's healthy, they separate you from that. And they make you feel as if, oh, you don't need them. You got me. I got your back. I mean, I love you so hard that it's just me and you. You don't need anybody else. That's a strategy. That's another tactic of them as far as the isolation thing. They have to pull you away from anything that's healthy or anything that anybody that can help you. So they can begin to run game on you, right? And so once they pulled you away, they don't want you to feel as if, oh, you're all by yourself. So let me connect you with some of my toxic friends. But in your mind, because now they pulled you away from all the healthy ones, you don't think that they're being deliberate or intentional with connecting you with people, the wrong people. It's all a mind game. It's all a mind game. Keep following me here. But they will. They will try and at this point, they're going to try and make all the decisions for you because they're going to be beating and tearing away your self-esteem and your credibility and your character, that you're going to begin to second guess yourself because of all the heavy level of manipulation and control that you're under with them, all while they say that they love you, right? I know. But we're exposing that on this episode. So you're going to be okay, right? Those are some of the tactics that they use. So monitoring your communication, listening every time, even if they're not around, if they're in close proximity, I promise you, those spirits are listening. They want to hear everything because that helps them to feel like they're in control. They stay in control of the situation. They're controlling your finances. They're counting your pockets. They're dictating who you can and cannot spend time with, right? And this is how they exert more control over your life. So they effectively isolate you from your support network. It's intentional. It's intentional. So when you get in these relationships and the first thing that you notice is they're pulling you away from everybody you like, everybody you're comfortable with, everybody you're familiar with, that's a red flag, right? That's a red flag. They're showing you who they are because when you're in a real love relationship, that person is not going to pull you away from healthy relationships or healthy friends or, you know. So just be careful. Be very discerning in this season, right? So now, we've exposed another evil strategy of a controlling narcissist on this episode, right? Because we don't want you to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And recognizing these controlling behaviors from a narcissist, it's very crucial for you in order for you to break free from their grip. If you don't know that this is the game that they're playing, the longer you'll remain in there. And even the longer that you remain in that toxic relationship, it makes it harder for you to get out. It's a mental thing because they're messing with your psyche and they're breaking you down bit by bit by bit. And you really can't see the whole picture until you get up out of there. I can speak on that because I had to get up out of there before I could just really see the whole thing and the mind games that that individual was playing and, right? Because remember, everything about a Christian narcissist is an oxymoron. Even the name, their name is a Christian, it's an oxymoron, right? So now I've exposed that. I've exposed some other behaviors from a narcissist. But it's your time to be free. And I pray that once you see these controlling behaviors in your partner, I pray that God will give you the strength that you need to exit or do whatever you need to do. Make that decision in this season to exit, to change up, to switch up in that relationship, in that marriage, in that entanglement. Excuse me, whatever you may be in with that Christian narcissist, right? Because it's your time. It's your time. Basically, all they do, not only do they take control over you, you're allowing them to take control over your time. Time is just passing on while you're holding on to a false hope, thinking that they will change. It will get better. Right? Oh, well, you know, relationships and marriages come with the good, the bad, or ugly, because we tend to justify in our minds, especially when you have a lot of history with them, you know. So you want to give all you can give. You want to do all you can do before you just close that chapter. And that's what I did. I prayed about it, fasted about it, sought God about it, right? But then that season came when God was like, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I'm releasing you because it was starting to suck the very life out of me. And I could see it naturally. I could feel it spiritually, all the above. It was changing who I was because they were sucking. I was allowing my partner to suck life out of me. And in their minds, they feel like, well, this is what I do. If you're staying in that thing to allow me to do that, then I'm going to keep on abusing you. Amen. So I'm exposing it because I came up out of mine and there was so much I did not know, right? I didn't even know what a narcissist was until God began to give me revelation of it. So I maintained my position because I didn't know. There was things I didn't know that I would have liked it to have known. And if I had have known, it would have allowed me to make better decisions and to jump ship so many years earlier, right? So we will continue to expose and release because I want you to know, because I want to let you know that you may be in it, you may have a lot of years, and you may be thinking, oh, I got so many years, I can't get out of it. I don't know if I'll be able to start over. I don't want to start over. I won't be able to make it without that individual. Those are all lies from the enemy. Right. And I want to let you know, it's kind of like, well, what am I going to do when I get out of it? It's like, oh, my God, that's the end of my story. I want to let you know that after that. Right. After you walk in obedience and do whatever God instructs you to do, it's not the end of your story. It's only going to be the beginning of your story. You're going to get your peace back, your joy back, your happiness back, your mind back. Right? Your control. You can make the decisions over your life. So everything that enemy stole, you'll be able to go back and get that back. There's nothing like having your peace back after you've come out of a toxic relationship. And once God begins to heal you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, naturally, so my God, it's nothing greater than being whole and being able to walk out your purpose and who God have called you to be. Right? So I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon and to know that God got it. And he wanted me to let you know that he has better for you, right? This is not it. Amen. So as far as maintaining your relationship, and now you know that you're being silently abused because I'm releasing all of the strategies and all of the thing, behaviors from a narcissist, you're gonna know, right? So when you know more, you're gonna do better, all right? So wherever you are in this journey, if a lot of this content you're able to relate to it because you feel as if I am in a marriage or a covenant or with the narcissist, and she's this content is hitting me where I'm at, I would advise you in this season, lay before God and get instruction as far as what your next is and what you need to do. Because I promise you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying He has so much more for you, right? So whatever God is instructing you, walk in full obedience, even if you're afraid. Walk in full obedience. Do exactly what God said, because God only wants the best for you, right? He didn't orchestrate or ordain relationships or covenants for you to be abused silently, for you to be manipulated, for you to be controlled. Why? Because our daddy don't even control and manipulate us. Our Father in heaven, He don't do that. He gives us options. He gives us choices. So if He doesn't do that, do you think that it's okay that when He sees our partners doing that to us, do you think that that makes our Father happy when He sees that we're being abused? Amen. So be encouraged. Love yourself enough to know that God loves you so very much, and He wants you to be everything that He's called you to be. And He doesn't want anything holding you back in this hour. Why? Because He's invested too much in you, and He has need of that. So heed the voice of the Lord. Whatever the Father is instructing you to do, just do it. Be not concerned with men and their faces and what they got to say in their opinion. Just do it. God and God alone knows what you're going through. God and God alone knows what you've been through. God and God alone knows what you're going to have to go through. Right? But I know that He has great things in store for you. And you shall live and not die. And you may be in a death situation right now. But God wants me to speak life over you and let you know you coming up out of that thing. Just be obedient to what the Spirit of the Lord have instructed you to do. And watch, your best is yet to come. So I love all of each and every one of you. That's all I have for this episode. But I want to tell you, make sure you join us on the next episode as we expose another strategy, yep, of that Christian narcissist, which is called psycho-emotional abuse. You don't want to miss it. So if you haven't subscribed yet to this channel, please do, and please share with others. So maybe you're not the one that's actually in a toxic, abusive relationship like this or covenant, but maybe you have some friends that are going through, right? They're in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. Doesn't have to be a Christian one, just a narcissist in general. Tell them to subscribe to this channel and take a listen. And I pray that they will be blessed. That's all that I have. Love, peace, and blessings to each and every one of you. Until the next episode.